Day 250, Thursday, September 7th. Judges 12. Judges 12 1-15 NKJV. Then the men of Ephraim gathered together, crossed over toward Zaphon, and said to Jephthah, "Why did you cross over to fight against the people of Ammon, and did not call us to go with you? We will burn your house down on you with fire." And Jephthah said to them, "My people and I were in a great struggle with the people of Ammon, and when I called you, you did not deliver me out of their hands. So when I saw that you would not deliver me, I took my life in my hands and crossed over against the people of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them into my hand. Why then have you come up to me this day to fight against me?" Now Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought against Ephraim. And the men of Gilead defeated Ephraim, because they said, "You Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim among the Ephraimites and among the Manassites." The Gileadites seized the fords of the Jordan before the Ephraimites arrived. And when any Ephraimite who escaped said, "Let me cross over," the men of Gilead would say to him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" If he said, "No," then they would say to him, "Then say, Shibboleth." And he would say, "Sibboleth," for he could not pronounce it right. Then they would take him and kill him at the fords of the Jordan. There fell at that time 42,000 Ephraimites, and Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gileadite died and was buried among the cities of Gilead. After him, Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons, and he gave away 30 daughters in marriage, and brought in 30 daughters from elsewhere for his sons. He judged Israel 7 years. Then Ibzan died and was buried at Bethlehem. After him, Elon the Zebulunite judged Israel. He judged Israel 10 years. And Elon the Zebulunite died and was buried at Ayalon in the country of Zebulun. After him, Obdon the son of Hillel the Parathonite judged Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons, who rode on 70 young donkeys. He judged Israel 8 years. Then Obdon the son of Hillel the Parathonite died and was buried in Pirathon in the land of Ephraim, in the mountains of the Amalekites. Daily Deep Dive. The UCG Reading Program. The Gileadites were a clan within Manasseh, dwelling east of the Jordan and north of the Dead Sea. They appear to have been very independent of their tribe, and this independence irked the men of Ephraim, who generally headed the house of Joseph. Hence their accusation that the Gileadites were fugitives among Ephraim and Manasseh. Verse 4. Now that the war with Ammon was over, the men of Ephraim suddenly showed courage. They accused Jephthah of deliberately failing to summon them to the battle as a means of humiliating the leading tribe in Joseph, and they intended to wage war against him. Led by Jephthah, the Gileadites steadfastly held their ground, taking the strategic byways and heights. They recognized Ephraimite infiltrators by their distinctive accent, showing that even in a small geographical region like Israel there were sharp delineations between, and sometimes bitter divisions among, the Israelite tribes and clans. However, the battle went entirely in favor of Jephthah and the Gileadites, and Gilead remained independent of their larger tribal units. Jephthah judged only 6 years. After him a long series of judges followed. Ibzan of Bethlehem, 7 years. Elon the Zebulunite, 10 years. Obdon the Parathonite, Ephraimite, 8 years. Thus Israel enjoyed a total of 31 years of peace. End. Verse 6. The Hebrew word for Shibboleth means a stream or a course of water. Here they were wanting to pass over this section of water, and it served to find out which group they were in by how they said this word.